This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
There is a very interesting contradiction and inconsistency that caught my attention while studying the Parsha. In Parsha's Devarim, right after Chamishi, Vayomer Hashem Elai Lemar, Ribbono Shel Olam says to Moshe, saying, Rav Lachem Soiv Sahar Hazeh, enough already encircling the mountain, Pnu Lachem Tzafayna, turn toward the north. The Kli Yakar has a historic, an epic approach to understanding this pasuk, Rav Lachem Soiv Sahar. If you see the Golus is going round and round, it's never ending, realize what the problem is. Pnu Lachem Tzafayna, Tzafon, turn to hide your wealth. Don't be so ostentatious. Don't build such big houses with big fancy chandeliers, living it up, going on, wearing fancy clothing, exotic vacation. Pnu Lachem Tzafayna, says a Kli Yakar. It is known, it is brought in many sources, that the source of all of our troubles is showing off to Esav and to Yishmael, like Yaakov Avinu told his children, Lama Tisro, why do you look like you're, don't show yourself like you're wealthy. You have money, great. Nobody needs to know about it. Why do you have to have a house double the size of everybody else? Why do you have to drive such a fully loaded car? It's not improving your life. You're just making people jealous. Pnu Lachem Tzafayna, turn to hide your wealth. That's the famous comment of the Kli Yakar. What was interesting to me is a few psukim later, it says, Oichel tishberu me'ita makesav achaltem, v'gam mayim tichru me'ita makesav ushasisem. Buy food and eat it. Purchase water. Ki Hashem alikech be'rachacha. You know why you should buy it? Because God blessed you. Says Rashi, lufikach loy tichbu es toivasai. Don't deny the chesed, don't cover up the bounty that God gave you. Lirois ki'ilu atamaniyim, making believe, how can I buy it? Making believe that you're poor. Elaharu atzmechem ashirim. Show that you're wealthy. Show your money. Show your money? I thought Yaakov told his children, Lama Tisro, why are you acting as if, why show your money? What happened to a few psukim earlier? Pnu lachem tzafayna. Turn inwardly. Don't let anybody know how much you have. And here Rashi's saying, Haru atzmechem ashirim? So the Kli Yakar on the one hand says, hide your money, and Rashi says, show your money. Rashi himself interpreted the pasuk, Lama Tisro, don't show off your wealth. Apparently, there are times that one has to hide their bounty and wealth, and there are times that one has to show it. Pnu lachem tzafayna. When it comes to other people, when it comes to buying something from someone, don't make believe you're poor. You could afford it. Don't handle with them. You could probably sell it to me for less, or I could purchase that for less. No, you have the money. Be a sport. Be generous. If God bless you with wealth, don't deny it, don't cover it over, but that's in terms of your interactions with other people. If you're living among Esav and Yishmael, and they have a product, show the money that you have. Pay them generously. Pay them taxes. Don't make believe you don't have the money. But when it comes to your own personal lifestyle, cover it over. Don't show the nice house. Don't show the nice car. Don't show Esav and Yishmael your wealth. Only show it to them when it comes to your interactions with them in terms of giving and being generous to them and to others. This seems to be an open contradiction in a very close proximity, and therefore we are forced to say that at certain times, Pnu Lachem Tzafayna, when it comes to flaunting your lifestyle, hide it. Nobody should know what you have. When it comes to your interaction with Esav and Yishmael, then that's the time to show, okay, in fact, you are of considerable means in terms of sharing and giving to others. This perhaps is how we reconcile the idea of Pnu Lachem Tzafayna with the teaching of Rashi, Haru Atzmechem Ashirim, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.